This is Booth 46, live from Pederino's. Not just in the heart of the Loop, but the heart of the Loop. Surrounded by theater, culture, and Chicago's movers and shakers. Each episode brings you, as Irv Kupcinet used to say,
the lively art of conversation.
Local vibes, real conversations, and fresh ideas for experiencing the city. So pull up a chair, lean in, and let's dive into the stories that shape Chicago.
From Pederino's Restaurant, it is Chicago and the best architecture in the world, I would say. And we have a person who would agree with that right here, I think. A licensed architect as well, president and CEO of the Chicago Architecture Center, Eleanor Garsky. Thank you very much for coming in. It's so nice to meet you. The person who's responsible for our splendid architecture in Chicago. It is, though, people who come to Chicago, and I've talked to a lot of them on this very podcast, who have said, David Byrne was one recently, who said, I had forgotten how beautiful Chicago is. What makes Chicago architecture so unique and it stands out more than, I think, any other city in America?
Well, I think it's the architecture combined with our natural resources, like the lake, how the city's laid out, our river, because you get vistas from all different areas to really see buildings, and it's a showcase for them. But remember, our city was rebuilt just over 100 years ago, 1871.
Yeah. So explain that story, how that was an opportunity for Chicago. It turned out the fire, which was a disaster clearly at the time, was an opportunity.
Right. So like many American cities, our city grew around the confluence of the river and railroads and commerce and the stockyards, just willy-nilly. That fire allowed us to look at the city and say, okay, how do we want to remake the city so that it's good for all those things, but also good to live in? And that includes city planning, that includes roadways and park system, a green necklace around the city, preserving our lakefront. That all came out of the fire. And then the best architects and engineers from around the country all came to Chicago. There was a ton of work. So they were able to not just do their best work, but they convinced developers to build up, to take chances, to really put density downtown. And developers liked it because it was more square foot for the dollar. So we developed the skyscraper. And that's really what put Chicago on the map.
So to be clear, Chicago developed the skyscraper. And by the way, I am told that if you put every building in Chicago on top of one another, it would reach to, like, the moon, first of all. And secondly, it would reach higher than even New York City.
Ooh, I would not verify.
I can't verify that.
I will say Chicago invented the skyscraper, and we're often asked, are we in competition with New York? And we really weren't, because we were advancing so quickly. New York didn't have the clean slate that we did. So again, we had 2 to 3 schools, waves of architects that came through and added to the structure, added to the design of the skyscraper. New York just didn't have the volume that we did.
What is the Chicago Architecture Center?
The Architecture Center is here to teach people why design matters and the importance of design in everyday life. And that means not just your home and everything that you touch every day, but also the city you live in. So we teach classes to kids, to adults. We give tours so that people understand how to connect design with the city they live in.
And you support and promote Chicago architecture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our new strategic plan says that we're going to set the standard for architecture centers and promote Chicago as the center of international architecture and bring ideas from around the world back here. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the next couple of years.
And no offense, but you don't look 60.
thankfully, the center is 60.
Oh, it's the center that's 60.
Yes, yes. Yes.
I mean, that's, is this the oldest architecture center?
It is.
Yeah, I
it is.
So. Yeah.
It is. And we were established during a time of urban renewal in the 1960s in the United States. And it was established by a group of citizens who said, let's modernize the city, but let's also keep what's important from our past. And that's why we're 60 years old, and everything that we do has developed out of kind of that ethos.
I want to talk about some of Chicago's architecture and some of your programs. And
yeah,
I think one of my favorite, and it was voted by, so forget about what Steve Dale says, it was voted as, I think, the greatest architecture river tour in America, TripAdvisor's number 4 of best things to do. That was recently announced.
Yes.
And we're talking about the Chicago First Lady, which is one of the cruises of many
yes.
that go out on Lake Michigan and out on the Chicago River. And there are many now. And they all say, well, we've got an architecture tour. Here's what you cannot say, but I'll say it.
Yes.
The others have a captain on board who might know something about architecture or not, who says, there is a tall building over there. Oh, over there, there's another one that's taller. That's about what you get. You have trained docents that care about architecture in a way that is amazing, and their knowledge is even more so, and it's always changing, and they keep, I take that tour every year.
Yes.
And every year it's different. Can you talk
yes.
about them?
Yeah. And I would say what links all of our docents together is their love of Chicago. I mean, that's why they joined this. That's why they volunteer their time for free. They did over 35,000 hours of volunteer work last year in order to give tours to the public. But they go through an 8 to 12 week training period where they learn all about the city's history, its architecture, and also how to tell stories. And that is what sets us apart. None of our tours are scripts. They simply learn the information, and then each tour guide gives a story into what they feel is important or different or what strikes them. So that's why if you have an engineer giving one of our tours, they will highlight the engineering feats in Chicago. Or if you have an advertising executive, they will talk about the business aspects of Chicago. And that's why it's always different.
That's another thing. You've had some actually very famous docents.
Yes.
I'm not sure if we could say their names or not. Do these tours because they are so into Chicago architecture.
That's right. And again, loving the city. They are so proud and love to engage the public, and especially folks visiting Chicago for the first time. That's why they do it.
And those are the boats. They're the green ones.
Yes.
And they are on Michigan Avenue and Wacker Drive on the southeast side.
Correct. And I have to say, if you are ever on one of our boats, the First Lady does an amazing job. Every season, those boats go into dry dock. They're totally repainted, refurbished. You feel like you're on a yacht.
Yes, you really
do. They're just so beautiful, and they've been our partner for many years. We're so grateful that they are a partner with us.
But that's not by any means the only thing you offer.
Right.
So, walking tours. So
yes.
I've accidentally, because, you know, I'm downtown all the time, joined a walking tour or two. Am I not supposed to do that? And it's fascinating to hear what they have to say, they meaning, again, the docents.
The docents, yes.
Yeah, about the various buildings that you see up close and personal. What I wish, Eleanor, is that, yes, tourists do this all the time. Mostly Chicagoans don't enough.
Yeah. Well, we are expanding our programs to offer them to schools for people to take them for free. If you join the Chicago Architecture Center, you're able to take a core group of our tours at any time. We also encourage groups like a business to come and do an outing on our boat or to take a walking tour as part of it. And frequently we'll have people to take them over lunchtime as well. So we're trying to make them as accessible as we can. But you'll find that a lot of Chicagoans will tell me they come back year after year to take our tours. They just want to see what's different, They want to experience the city in a different way and ask questions about what's changed.
You know, I'm desperately looking in my notes here for numbers having to do with school kids. And I don't need the numbers, but I was unaware of the commitment that you have for kids in Chicago.
Well, every tour...
And what's the point of that necessarily to say, we want to teach kids about architecture and specifically Chicago's architecture?
I think an important point to make with our river tour and our walking tours, we're the only tours that are nonprofit. So every dollar that we make off of these tours goes back into education programs. And we educate, as I mentioned, youth every age from kindergarten through college. And we also have an adult education program. And we do this because we feel it's important for kids to understand how design is important in their lives, why their neighborhood looks a certain way. And then as they get older, how do you advocate for the type of place that you deserve and that you love? How do you get involved with your neighborhood and with design in that way? So we offer a Citizen Planning Academy. We just started it 2 years ago.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's open to all Chicagoans. It's limited slots. But we're teaching folks how the planning process works here in the city so that you can intervene as a citizen at an appropriate point in time to have a conversation with city planners, with the developers, with your aldermen to say, this is what I'd like to see on this project. I represent this community. We need a new library, or we want a makerspace in this building, or can you have a cultural center as part of this development? And how to navigate that process effectively. So I'm very excited about that.
I've got a terrible question I'm about to ask you. What is your favorite building in Chicago?
Oh,
I told you.
That is a terrible question.
It is, I know.
So I have a favorite building in every era, but I will tell you, and this is from my past experience, one of my favorite buildings is Wrigley Field because I worked on the renovation of it.
Did you really?
Yeah. And when I was at the Department of Planning for the city, and I learned so much about baseball, so much respect for the fans and the neighborhood and just the process,
lived in that neighborhood, by the way.
So you lived through it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and lived through the traffic all the time when and the Cubs are winning. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I was just there last week.
Were you really?
Yeah. I was there on Wednesday.
More traffic anyway, but I'm happy about them winning.
But I have to say that overall, that's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought you would point out the Aqua Building or...
Well, like I said, I do have favorites in every era. Art Deco, early skyscrapers, neighborhood buildings. You know, I live in Bucktown. I love the Chicago brick cottages. I live in one that were built right after the fire. So it's hard to pick a favorite.
You would love our building. By Chicago standards, our building's about 125 years old, 130 years old. So by our Chicago standards, that's really going back in time.
It is.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about some things you have done. The Chicago Architecture Center to celebrate your anniversary. Tell me about Flyway City.
So we have an exhibit opening on June 11th. It's designed by Jeannie Gang, who designed the Aqua in St. Regis.
Who's, I think, one of the first women architects?
Yes. We don't like to say that. She's an architect who designed the last skyscraper that has been built. So she likes to be known in company as an architect, not necessarily woman architect.
But it's true.
It is true.
That there aren't a lot of women who, at a certain point in time, were architects. It was a male profession, wasn't it?
Well, even now, 50% of architecture schools are attended by women, but when you get down to licensure and actually building buildings, it drops precipitously. And that is something that we're trying to change at the Architecture Center as well, to promote kids going into the field and staying in it. But in any case, Flyway City.
Yes.
Jeannie and I think we share with you a love of nature and of the wildlife that inhabits the Chicagoland area. And she's very inventive in her design of buildings to make them wildlife friendly. And especially, Chicago is in a flyway, and we're in migration season right now.
Explain what that means.
Yeah. There is a heavy migration from north to south in the spring of birds that come directly through the Chicago area. And they often collide with our high rises, but not just high rises, any building. And the danger zone is from grade up to about 40 feet. So it's not a bird's hitting the tall part of the skyscraper. They're really hitting the base of the building.
And it's glass mostly?
They mistake the reflection in the glass as open space where they can fly, they hit, and then, you know, they die or they're damaged.
All right. So if you're living in Chicago right now, or anywhere in the country, it's not only Chicago. What can you do as a citizen? You know, I've seen the decals and such. Does that do the trick?
Well, come to our exhibit.
Aha!
Yes, thank you for setting that up. On June 11th, we explain the science behind all of this, but also ways that you can adjust plantings around your house, or if you're downtown, you don't have plantings, different types of treatments that you can put in your windows and outside to prevent this from happening. There's also a big campaign called Lights Out. To turn off lights in high rises so that birds going overhead, again, aren't attracted to them and can collide with them.
I love your commitment for this, by the way. Congratulations on doing this. Because we're not talking about a few thousand birds.
No.
We are talking about how many? A billion.
In the U.S., it's crazy. And I should mention we have a companion exhibit. The Trust for Public Land is our partner in this, where they're talking about wildlife throughout the Chicagoland area, so not just downtown, but suburbs and the work they're doing in conservation. And why is the Architecture Center doing this? Again, it's our commitment to show why design overall affects our lives. And that's everything from architecture to, you know, the glass we're drinking out of, to the landscape and the planning that goes into our city.
Two questions for you.
Yeah.
One, what do you happen to be drinking while I sip on my old fashioned?
A gin and tonic, Hendrick's.
Are you happy?
I am.
I'm about to make you happier.
Yeah.
The best peppermint ice cream ever has arrived. Have you had the peppermint ice cream here?
I haven't. I'm about to try some.
As you do, I could talk about Pettorino's for mouthwatering Italian dining in Chicago's downtown theater district. It's always Pettorino's. You could join them for summer sips in the loop, 2 to 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. to close on Monday through Friday on their amazing corner patio at Dearborn and Randolph. Great Italian food as well. Plus, enjoy live jazz every Monday night, al fresco style, as Pettorino's will open their doors so you can listen outside. And you'll love this because you have 32 dogs yourself. You have three dogs, right?
I have. I thought you said 32.
I did.
Oh, okay.
A slight exaggeration, perhaps.
You're going to make my kids nervous.
You can bring your pooch to the patio. And they have treats for dogs. They have a dog menu, actually. So, for delicious Italian, and it is that cuisine, and or before the theater, after the theater, summer downtown in Chicago, it is always Pettorino's. Now, you have another special event opening. Oh, I don't want to forget.
We have special events all the time.
But you just announced something. You've had the location on Wacker Drive for some time. But now you have news, I believe.
Yes, we are opening a satellite called the Chicago Architecture Center Marquette Hub. And it will be at the Marquette Building, which is across from the Federal Plaza on Dearborn Street. And we're doing this because we are expanding our downtown tours. Many will leave the walking tours from that location. We will also have a store there. And our design store is going gangbusters. And we are one of only two museum stores in the city that we have our own buyer and we source locally. All of our art, our jewelry, our prints are locally sourced, and we have a huge bookstore. So that will all be in the Marquette building. And we're very excited about this because it will be bringing new activity into the heart of the Loop.
Which is wonderful, and it's happening.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, Chicago, I know you just came back from Mexico City.
Yeah.
You have something going for you because, I don't know, name the city, and I don't want to name these cities that, but any major city right now in America, for various reasons, tourism is down. You know, I mean, I can name them. New Orleans, Las Vegas, New York City even. Tourism is down in all these places and others, not Chicago.
Not at all.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
We're going up every year since COVID, and I did want to mention...
Why do you think that is?
Yeah. I think that, you know, from the Midwest, we are a beacon of folks that want to stay in the United States but still want a vacation. And think of all we have to offer. We have the architecture. We have the culture. But we also have nature. We have the beaches. You know, we have our park system, plus all of the museums. So... this is a perfect place for a family to come, and it's affordable. You can drive here. You don't need to fly if you're from the Midwest. But we are almost at our pre-COVID numbers with visitorship, and we're also seeing the same type of growth in our youth programming.
Which is absolutely wonderful. The architecture tours, and I can't think of the name of them, that go inside the buildings.
Yeah.
You do that a couple of times a year.
We do.
And that is amazing.
Yeah.
Because you see what you never could see unless you work in one of those buildings, as I did at one point. It can be a little annoying. But it's wonderful. It is. Because explain what these are about for people who don't know.
So we do that.
And people, I'm interrupting.
Yeah.
People come in from all over the country to do this.
So I believe what you're referencing is Open House Chicago.
Yes, yes.
And that happens in October. That's the weekend right after the marathon. Every year we have it. And we put over 100 buildings on tour for the weekend where you don't need to pay for anything. It's free to the public. And you can develop your own route on an app we've developed of where you want to go based on what your interests are.
Mm-hmm.
And you do get to go inside. And let's say there's a building in your neighborhood and you've always wondered what was there, be it, you know, a place of worship, a factory, a makerspace. And you can go in during that weekend.
And a lot of downtown buildings. But what you just said is kind of magic because this is not only about downtown, which it is,
right,
but it's also about the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
as are you now.
Yes.
This is one way I think the Chicago Architecture Center has changed over the years, and you've been a part of that change.
Yes, yes. So what we took a survey after Open House, and like 95% of the people who responded to the survey said that they would venture into other Chicago neighborhoods after experiencing Open House, and they would go back to the neighborhoods that they visited. And what's so exciting for me, I'm also a planner, is that people had lunch. They went to the stores. They got to know the neighborhoods they were in as part of Open House. And that's the whole thought behind it, bringing the city together.
Yeah, mostly for me, it's having lunch. All right. So here are the questions I need to ask
you.
Yes. What is the best job you, Eleanor, have ever had?
So I'm going to be greedy and say I have loved every job that I've had because they all involve city building, planning, architecture. But I know your next question is the worst job, so
uh-huh,
I will save the answer for that. But I love the job that I have now. It's just I get to do so many different things.
Is it kind of a dream job for you? Is it kind of a dream job for you?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, you're in the city that is, what other city would you do what you do in and be at the top of your profession?
It's fun every day. Look what I'm doing right now.
Well,
we get to talk about the city and architecture and all these plans we have. It's amazing.
You're stuck with me. So, the worst job you've ever had.
Okay, it wasn't a bad job. I was bad at it. Waitress. I won't tell you which restaurant. It was near Wrigley Field, though.
Was it really?
And I lasted maybe 3 weeks. And by mutual agreement, we decided I shouldn't continue.
Well, when I was about 16 or 17 or whatever, I was a busboy at a restaurant in Old Orchard Shopping Center. And I lasted about as long as you did. What makes you the happiest?
It's my family. It's my kids. And that includes, though, my pets.
I love that.
No matter where I go, I can't wait to come home and see my family and just spend time with them. And when you do travel or work or do things like this, you always think about what's most important to you. And that's what it is for me.
So you just said no matter where you go. So as I've been fortunate to go, different places around the world, people say, you're in the city of Oprah or you're in the city of... Al Capone, even I get, these things, right? But what I also hear is architecture. You're the city with the architecture tours,
Yes.
You must hear that 10 times more.
Absolutely. And people are excited that I'm an architect here in Chicago and can talk about it. And there's a million questions.
Do you ever give tours?
I don't know that I'm good enough to give a tour, given all the training our docents have. But I have given tours on specialty topics. Yes, I have.
What would be your specialty topic?
Mainly planning and the development of downtown, like the building we're in. As I was mentioning to you at the break, I worked on this project with the theater next door.
So. The Goodman Theater, that would be.
Yeah.
What do you most appreciate? Did I ask you what makes you the happiest?
My family.
You said that. All right.
And my three dogs.
What? 32 dogs. What do you most appreciate about Chicago?
I love the architecture, but I most appreciate the people. Just the friendliness.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And Chicago is a bigger Pittsburgh, really.
Pittsburgh's a nice city, actually, I think.
And it's a city of neighborhoods, and Chicago's the same. And every neighborhood you go in, it has a distinct character, as we know, as Chicagoans. And just the welcoming atmosphere, but also the knowledge that's there and the pride. You just don't see that in other cities. And everyone knows about our architecture and our history. And I love that about Chicago.
Well, you're a great ambassador. And the Chicago Architecture Center is incredible, but easy to be incredible in some ways. Because look at the product you're supporting and promoting.
You can't help but be a success, right?
Yeah, I know. It's
the beautiful city.
It's the best architecture there is. Eleanor Garsky, thank you so much.
And thank you, Steve.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
That's a wrap from Booth 46 at Petorino's, where the loop comes to life. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep the conversation going and keep exploring Chicago.